Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dave wants that. He is our guy, and he is your coach.
Listen to this. Would you help us with this? This is Brisker talking about Chase today.
We're going to talk, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. A grown man over who's be really crying out there. A grown man with kids. Like, imagine that. Like, seriously. It's hilarious.
What do you think of Jaquan Brisker saying he's going to trash talk Jamar Chase this weekend?
That's, you know, talking about crying. I mean, number one, I'd have to see it to believe it. And number two, guys don't say that in the NFL. I mean, you know, that's because that's hanging in Chase's locker. It's probably hanging in everybody's locker in the entire Bengal locker room. You know, it truly is. I mean, it's
yeah. If you're the Bengals coach, you go find that and bring it to his attention.
Yeah,
don't
we,
you?
I used to make them up, and I was always looking for something to hang in Benny Blades' locker or one of those, you know, great smart carrier's locker. I'd make something up and put it in carrier's locker or Sean Gale. Say, hey, look what this guy said about you. What? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, he thinks that you were crying.
Sicilians are great liars. Best in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars.
They'd act like they were mad, but they probably said, this guy didn't say it. Nobody would say that.
Yeah, but then when you hear someone say it.
You making stuff up to try and get Sean Gale going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, coach. That started back in the U days, back in the convicts and Catholic days. Oh, yeah, we did it all. All right, I'm out of here. See you guys. Give me the ball. Yeah.
Come on, you got the gift. You're the only one that could help me.
Jerry, I can't. It's like saying to Pavarotti, teach me to sing like you. Jerry? Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. The whole crew is here for a full boat show. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello! The weekend is approaching. Lawrence has invited himself to the gun show. Quite a day today. Look at that. Tanny, you see that?
Man, if you like biceps and you watch us on Twitch, today's a day for you, especially between Clay Harbor, the Claymaker, and you, Lawrence.
I was just warm. I just took my jacket off.
Yeah, sure.
Get to Twitch, get to YouTube.
I mean, seriously, he told us about the workout the other morning. He's lifting like to match these kids that were there at the workout facility. Damn, he's getting it done. Looking good, sir.
I will put my jacket back on.
No, no, no. I'm enjoying it. I'm legit enjoying it. You're not Russ, Russ Dorsey in your way around here.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a tank top. I'm just wearing a t-shirt.
I almost said Russ Armstrong in his way.
Well, he's also swole.
And him too. I mean, that's why his last name is Armstrong.
He's yoked up.
That's the whole thing.
His brother Stretch was also very interesting as far as characters go.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And this is a large t-shirt, which I think now is too big. I got to go down to schmediums.
It's looking good, sir.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Carry on.
Thank you. Here's what we have planned for you today. I did not know me disrobing was going to be a thing. Dan Wiederer joins us at 3 o'clock.
By the way, the Wiener Circle giving out free hot dogs if you take the shirt off before the end of the show.
No one wants to see those scars. Olin Krutz joins us at 4. And Charlie Clifford, who does TV in Cincinnati, is going to join us to talk about the Bengals. So that's what's up.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's going to play so we can put that baby to bed.
Well, here's the thing. We said the same thing about Lamar Jackson last week.
Yeah, but Joe Flacco at least talked to the media
about it
and said, I'm going to play, basically. Like, said it enough for me. But anyway, he's got good wide receivers. And one of the Bears guys has gone ahead and done poked the bear.
He's got three good wide receivers.
Yeah, you like the slot guy.
Ishivas? Yeah,
From Princeton.
Yeah.
And T. Higgins. They're paying real money to both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, which is why maybe they have two rookies at guard and two rookies starting at linebacker.
Yeah, and it was part of the reason that they couldn't pay Trey Hendrickson over a long period of time. Hendrickson, by the way, hasn't been as effective as he usually is and has been hurt here and there. So there's been all sorts of issues with the Bengals, the most important one being that Joe Burrow isn't there.
Yeah, but Ja'Marr Chase still has 70 catches after being targeted more than, 40 times over the last 2 weeks?
Yep.
And then Jaquan, as you heard there in the open, decided to step in it and say some stuff.
Yeah. It made me uncomfortable at the time for a lot of reasons. It doesn't seem to bother Jaquan, though, and that's okay. Like, that's probably how he should react to this. I do wonder for those people, because we are talking about the guys who are the 1% at that profession, and yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about Jordan and his sociopathic nature of creating obstacles and villains for him to joust and fight against all the time.
Yeah, when I looked up the LeBradford Smith situation after the name came up in our conversation yesterday, most people think that Michael Jordan made up that one. So Jordan, invented slights, had real and imagined slights, and there's Wani telling us he used to do that with his players. So I guess, whatever gets you going. But it didn't seem like a great idea. And then, as we talked about in transition, it has made its way around the league.
Yeah, that's the thing. And people can get mad at us, because we talked about it or whatever. But the video of him saying it has now made its way across the league.
Right, so it wasn't the video of us talking about it.
Yeah.
It was a video of just him saying it.
And so, to me, the thing is that Jaquan will have to deal with is he has now opened himself up, and he's fairly visible on social media too. Like, he tweets stuff out and he shares stuff. he better have a great game. And like Wani said, the most important thing is that you're the safety on the team. So you're putting your guys in danger. Now, granted, there's going to be some bracketed coverage against one or both of those guys at certain times in the game. So he's going to see him. He has to deal with him, and he's probably going to have to tackle him at some point. But it's just like it's – I get it, and people like the honesty and the bravery of it. It's just – come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know you were feeling it like that. It's, you know, it's yet another Sunday noon game for the Bears and yet another bad defense that Caleb has an opportunity to step up and have a big game against.
Hey, Tanny, can we load up the brisket real quick? Because I have a request from someone on Twitch. It was like, wait, I missed it. Was he talking blank? Yeah, he was talking blank. And it was about the guy that he has to deal with this week, and also retroactively about Justin Jefferson. So we're talking about pick 'em, 1 and 1A, the two best wide receivers in the NFL. Jaquan Brisker had smoke for both of them.
I mean, we got two great safeties. We got a good tandem. So to be honest, no disrespect, it doesn't put any stress on us. We just have to, you know, play our type of brand of defense. And we got good corners too. It's not like he's just going to walk over our corners. And yeah, just play our type of brand of defense and get after them, and that's what we're going to do.
With the juice that you're talking about with you, Gardner Johnson, and you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson as well, is talking, does that get in? Do you try to get into the heads of the other team? Is that really what it comes down to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We're going to talk, and it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like a badge of that. Like, seriously. Yeah, so... It's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
Wait, give us an example of a little trash talk.
My rookie year, you could ask Kendall Vittle. He was at corner, and I was talking a lot of trash to Justin Jefferson, and he was crying. The second half, that's when he dropped, like, every ball. First half, he killed this, but second half, just pay attention to the game. You'll see. That's an example, though.
And so that part isn't even true. There were three balls thrown his way in the second half, and he caught two of them. Yeah. He didn't drop every ball like he was talking about. So there's that part. There's no reason to drag Justin Jefferson into this, especially when you're going to see him theoretically for the rest of your career,
yeah.
And you're definitely going to see him later on this season.
You know, yesterday when I went on to the old trusty FanDuel app, I couldn't find some props on Jamar Chase. All I saw were some old Terry Rozier props.
Oh, yeah, I bet you did. I bet you saw them at your poker game, too.
By the way, did you guys see the clip that was floating around this morning? Now, usually these NFL mic'd up clips are pretty useless, but when they all of a sudden come around after the fact and like, oh, this is useful information. Justin Jefferson and Brisker talking to each other during the Monday night game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think Vikings Twitter got a hold of it and put this out there this morning.
Y'all not even playing man, gang. Y'all not even playing man. What you talking about? I love when they talk to me, double teaming me. I love that.
So
that seems
Justin,
like it.
Not intimidated.
Not intimidated at all. Giving it as good as he's getting it and winning the game.
He was crying, though. You can't hear that in the audio, but he was crying away.
There's tears coming down.
There were people.
That's too bad.
There were people that were inside of the comments. Like, he didn't mean, like, actual crying. Yeah, he did. When he said a grown man with kids, he meant actual crying.
God, it's so dumb.
In a game that he had 12 catches for 154 yards.
Right, yeah. Right.
Y'all not even playing man, gang. Y'all not even playing man. What you talking about?
He's talking right back to him.
That seems like a guy who's also real calm. Like, he's not even mad.
I mean,
he's just like, y'all are not even playing man. What are you talking about?
You know, I got to say, I did kind of admire Gary Payton for having the stones to trash talk MJ back in the day.
But here's the difference, though.
They Gary went against
Payton,
each other.
No, Gary Payton is a Hall of Fame player.
It's a badass.
Gary Payton was first team all defense.
The glove. I had no problem with the glove.
No one had to ask who is Gary Payton.
Jamar Chase, 9+ receptions, is still -152. That's
Damn.
What they think of him. Is that they're like 9 catches? Yeah, no, he's going to get that. 10 is where you have to go to get plus odds. +110 for Jamar Chase at 10 or more receptions. That's crazy. Jamar Chase receiving yards. You got to go to 100 to get plus odds for Jamar Chase. 90 is still at minus 120. So the world thinks that Jamar Chase is going to eat the Bears alive because that's what he does. Because he can execute even when you think you know it's going to him. It doesn't even matter.
Speaks, I have another update for you from the Bears defensive backfield.
Thank you.
This from a friend in the locker room. Who said that CJGJ came to the locker room as we did today and proclaimed, quote, CD Deuce made it through the week. Media didn't think he would, close quote. CD Deuce is now what we're supposed to call him, apparently, or at least what he calls himself.
Media didn't think he'd make it through the week.
I think we all thought he'd make it through the week. I said 2.5. Man. Over under 2.5 games as a Bear.
These guys are real good at finding villains.
Man.
Hello.
I would really love it if they won. That would be awesome. That would be really awesome if they won. There's a lot of guys out, by the way.
I'd like them to win, too. Yeah, I know there's a lot of Bears players out. I'd like them to win, too. Who's the enemy that got in CD Deuce's?
CD Deuce. Matt,
you said three games.
I said 2.5, over under, and I'm going under.
Yeah, I'll go over on
I think
that.
He's there to get them through this week, and then we'll see where things go.
Mm.
But, you know, it's whatever.
A texter says, Flacco is a DNP today. Why do we assume he's playing? Maybe that's because... I feel good. I feel good
about
enough to
Candy.
Play. What he said is, I feel good enough to play on Sunday.
He might be joshing us, though. I agree with the texter on this one, Speaks.
Okay.
He might be saying that just to say that, but, you know, because apparently it only costs you $100,000 if you lie.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.